few days removed from whatever it was that was the Mike Tyson Jake Paul fight, everybody still has a different opinion about whether or not it was fixed, whether or not Tyson was holding back, whether it was Paul holding back. What is the deal with Mike Tyson walking around in his jock strap?
Yeah. So everybody got to see his butt. So
What was probably one of the funniest things I have seen in the longest time was Mike Tyson being interviewed by a young girl. Oh, she's adorable, too. She's got her microphone in her hand. She's got this great question ready. She's poised. She's got charisma.
She's a 14-year-old reporter, actress out of Brooklyn, New York. Her name is Jazzy. By the way, she's got over 1.5 million followers on her TikTok page, and she loves doing interviews.
Now, you may have heard about this already. She's got a good interview question ready for Mike Tyson. Mike Tyson apparently forgets he's talking to a 14-year-old child.
What type of legacy would you like to leave behind when it's all said and done?
Well, I don't know. I don't believe in the word legacy. I just think that's another word for ego. That's just some word everybody grabbed onto. I was used every 5 seconds. It means absolutely nothing to me. I'm just passing through. I'm going to die, and it's going to be over. Who cares about legacy after that? What a big ego. So I'm going to die. I want people to think that I'm this. I'm great. No, we're nothing. We're just dead. We're dust. We're absolutely nothing. Our legacy is nothing.
Well, thank you so much for sharing that. That is something that I have not heard before, someone say that as an answer.
Can you really imagine somebody say, I want my legacy to be this way when you're dead? You think somebody really wants to think about you? I want people to think about me when I'm gone. Who the f*** cares about me when I'm gone?
Okay, again, Mr. Tyson, thank you so much.
You know, here's the thing. She handled it really well, and she
handled it amazingly well.
She's a very, very smart 14-year-old girl, and she's got some good interviews under her belt, by the way. She has interviewed Chris Evans, yes, Captain America. She's interviewed The Rock. She's interviewed Shaquille O'Neal. She's interviewed Rihanna, WWE stars. Clearly, she was ready to take on an answer like that.
Do you think it's possible that Mike just didn't realize he was talking to somebody that was that young, or probably more realistically, just didn't care? Like Tam and I last month, we had the opportunity to go talk to a middle school. Can you imagine? These kids were that age.
Yeah.
Can you imagine we get up, hey kids, John and Tammy, good luck in your future. Some words of advice before you step onto the path. I'm going to tell you right now, don't try.
Okay.
Life's going to slap you in the face constantly. And there's no legacy. You're just going to die and be dust. Have a good day. Enjoy lunch.
That's not what he was saying is, who cares about me when I'm dead? I'm dead. And he was talking about ego. But yes, and here's the thing. She was also interviewing him in his world. He didn't come to her school and talk like that.
Who thought this might be a good thing?
Are we not talking about it right now?
Oh, Did you not die laughing? I think it's the best thing ever.
I think she's just fine.
Whoever got Tyson to agree to this interview, they couldn't have thought.
I want my legacy to be this way when you're dead. You think somebody really wants to think about you? I want people to think about me when I'm gone. Who the cares about me when I'm gone?
Well, everybody does die.
He's right. Have a good day, 14-year-old with your entire future ahead of you. Oh, I can't stop listening to that. I cannot stop laughing at that. That's so, so great. Coming up next in Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge, is Twitter going away? Oh, man, we should be so lucky. It's coming up with John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.